Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
With the 8th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Roquan Smith, linebacker, Georgia.
The Bears.
So Jake Bennett chased and dropped in the 15-yard line. Roquan, the chef, Smith.
Roquan Smith, he's the highlight show of this defense.
He does go sideline to sideline. That's what that guy does.
And he is hammered by Roquan Smith after a 2-yard gain.
The NFL Draft.
Roquan Smith all over. He runs the show, he calls the D, and he makes a whole bunch of plays. The junior from Montezuma, Georgia.
He closed that gap in a hurry.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Weeknights on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
What's up and welcome in. Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Glad that you're with me for our special NFL draft coverage. Hit me up on Snapchat, SnapJHood. You follow me on Snapchat. I'll follow you back guaranteed. Also on Twitter, twitter.com, TweetJHood. Phone lines open. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. That is our telephone number. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll hear from Jeff Dickerson, who covers the Bears for ESPN.com, part of NFL Nation. Also, we will hear from Tony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone works with the Georgia Football Radio Network, and there's a reason why Tony's coming on. The reason why JD's coming on is because we're talking NFL draft, and we're talking about Roquan Smith being part of the Bears as he was drafted right here in the first round. You heard the coverage right here on ESPN 1000. Let me just say this before we hear from JD, because the first round took forever and finally came to an end. And it's like I had to break in and talk about this because not only because it's the NFL draft, but because a Georgia player was taken. And as a Georgia fan, three Georgia players were taken in the first round. But more importantly, Roquan Smith was taken. In any draft, in any sport, you want to get younger and address holes on your team. The Bears have been in last place and been a cellar dweller for way too long. So it's time to get better as a football team. The pick of Roquan Smith is a step in the right direction. I don't care about your board or you wanting the Bears to slide up or slide back or however you want the Bears to slide. The Bears needed to find an impact player, and they found one tonight in Smith from Georgia. As a college football fan, I can only tell you what I saw from Smith and many of these first-round picks in college, because that's what I look at. As someone that lives for Saturdays and watching so much college football, I can just tell you how these guys played on Saturdays. I'm going to tell you right now, Roquan Smith is a huge difference maker and was a huge difference maker under Mel Tucker's defense for the University of Georgia. Some of the things I've heard coming into this draft, how Roquan Smith was a former high school wideout with elite athletic ability, how he's a speed demon who walks down backs looking to race him to the corner, fluid and explosive in space, a block slipper, a laser sharp focus to find the football when sifting through zone reads and jet sweeps, has the instincts and the football intelligence, plays with discipline, face-up tackler who sticks his nose right into the noise, making sure that he's making a big difference for a football team. Searches and squeezes receivers while playing zone. All these things are accolades that we have seen from Roquan Smith that's been out there from with blogs and people that have scouted and people at the combine. These are some of the things that they said about Roquan Smith. I will illustrate for you how good he is. So watching the Rose Bowl this past season, as Georgia took on Oklahoma, it was a crazy offensive game. Georgia won that game, obviously, 54-48 against the Sooners. It took two overtimes, but they got it done. And you say, well, how does Roquan Smith really fit into that particular game? Here's how he fits in. He fits in because in the overtimes, late in the fourth in the overtimes, the game didn't come down to Oklahoma versus Georgia. It came down to Baker Mayfield versus Roquan Smith. And the way that Smith was making sure that he was eyeing Baker Mayfield, the way that he was going sideline to sideline, making plays, that really popped off the tape. That really made me feel good as a Georgia fan. But also, I thought whoever's going to get this guy is going to get a special player. And Roquan Smith in college was a special player. And I say in college because as much as I think of that he's a terrific player and will be thought of among some of the best linebackers that the Bears have had, I just think that I always put the brakes on when we talk about young players. I think he's special. I think that that was the obvious pick because the offensive lineman was not there for the Bears at that particular spot. So, as I've been saying on this show the last couple of weeks, that you got to take the linebacker. If Roquan Smith is the best linebacker in the draft, you take him because you want to get better with your defense. So, I just think that that is... I think this is a solid pick for the Bears, an obvious pick for the Bears as well, as they get Roquan Smith. So we put on the poll at ESPN 1000 on Twitter how much you like this draft. And so we want you to answer those questions on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Two questions. Did you like the Bears pick of Roquan Smith? Also, what do you want the Bears to do on day two of the NFL draft? So you can vote right there at ESPN 1000 on Twitter for that. I retweeted it at TweetJHood. All right, coming up next, we will hear from Jeff Dickerson, his thoughts about what the Bears have done. I'm totally for it. You've got to be able to strike while the iron's hot. As I've been saying a lot, you've got to be able to strike on 80% or more on these draft picks. Because you're so far behind, because you're in the basement of the NFL, the NFC North, you've got to be able to turn things around if you're the Bears. So here's how you do it. You get yourself a linebacker that can really pay dividends for your football team. And I think that Roquan Smith is that guy. We'll hear from JD coming up next as you're listening to Under the Hood.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000.
Yo, it's time for Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
With the eighth pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Roquan Smith, linebacker, Georgia.
Welcome in to our special NFL Draft coverage right here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Jonathan Hood with you. So glad you're with us here as we're here at 11 o'clock with you until midnight talking to you about the Bears picking up Roquan Smith from Georgia, the linebacker, something that was needed for this Bears team, and they got it. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll hear from Tony Schiavone. Tony Schiavone was a longtime pro wrestling announcer with the MLW Network and also someone who is the Georgia football executive producer. So we'll get his thoughts about Roquan Smith as well. All of our guests are on the Studio Hot Rods Hotline. Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app as we do our NFL draft special. Joining us is the man who covers the Chicago Bears like a blanket for ESPN.com, part of NFL Nation. My partner on weekends here on ESPN 1000 on Saturdays and Sundays is Jeff Dickerson. He joins us here on ESPN 1000. JD, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, my friend. Always eventful here at Hallis Hall. I mean, the fourth consecutive top 10 pick, so we are getting action, obviously, very early and often.
I am very happy, personally, for Roquan Smith being drafted by the Bears. Yes, I'm a Georgia fan, but I really think that they were able to get value. When you saw the pick come across, what was your initial reaction?
Yeah, I got to say, I really like the pick. You know, I felt that after Quentin Nelson went number six to Indianapolis, and then the Bucs moved out of number seven to Buffalo so they could draft a quarterback, I just said, well, Roquan Smith has got to be the pick for the Bears. He's just, you know, not just the best available player, but he fills a big need, Jonathan. Inside linebacker has been a bit of a problem area for this team. Trevathan is a nice player, Dane Trevathan, but he's hurt a lot. Terrell Freeman's not on this team anymore. Nick Kwiatkowski is a very good special teamer, and I think, you know, can play, certainly has experience. But, you know, maybe on a really good team, he's maybe a little more like a top reserve type guy. Mm-hmm. Roquan Smith is a day one starter, consensus All-American at Georgia, Buckus Award winner, SEC Defensive Player of the Year. And Jonathan, you watched him in college. He's got that sideline-to-sideline speed. He can make plays all over the field. He will hit you. He's smart, and he's a big-time leader. And people did question his size a little bit, but at 6'1", 236, Trevathan's 6'1", 240. I never understood that comparison, that problem there. Patrick Willis, who played for Vic Fangio in San Francisco, he played at 6'1", 240. So, and there's no perfect prospect, of course, and Roquan Smith did have a shoulder injury in college that did concern some people during the pre-draft process. But I just feel overall, not just the best player, but the best player at a position of need. And that's why I like this pick a lot for the Bears.
In a big-time bowl game, Jeff, we saw really Baker Mayfield versus Roquan Smith. And I know that that was, you know, a crazy back-and-forth game offensively for both teams, and the defense really didn't show up. But I thought that toward the end of that game, you saw Roquan Smith really against Baker Mayfield. And that was the battle because Smith, as you mentioned, and you highlighted it perfectly, sideline to sideline. So it's something that's just needed for any team, but definitely with the Bears, because he just brings that youthful enthusiasm and the opportunity for him to be able to make some hits, which is important for this Bears defense, making a difference.
I think it matters that he played at a big-time program. I think it matters that he was part of the national runner-up defense. He anchored that defense. These things matter. And you know what else matters to me, my friend, is that this guy is ready to go. There's no learning curve here. There's no project. And I think Leonard Floyd could be a really good player in this league. But we're entering year three, and we still really don't know exactly how good he can be. He had a lot to learn. He had to put on weight, transformed his body. You know, didn't have a really decorated career at Georgia. You know, Kevin White was a huge project coming in, had big numbers at West Virginia, but he didn't really run any routes. Everything was just get open, beat the guy in front of you. So you come to the NFL, and now you're in this offense with Matt Nagy, which is a West Coast offense. You've got to be able to be a proficient route runner. And he hasn't been that yet. And Trubisky, while people are very high on him, and that's great, you certainly hope it all works out, Jonathan, he only had 12 starts in college. So, I mean, again, he would fall under that project category.
Mm-hmm.
Roquan Smith is not a project. He plays immediately. And it's been a little while now since the Bears had a first-round pick that you say he needs to be out there day one. When the Bears get the Bourbonnais, day one, he's on the field, and because of his speed, I don't see him coming off the field. He's a guy that, when healthy, should play about 100% of those snaps every single game.
Jeff Dickerson covers the Bears for ESPN.com. He joins me, Jonathan Hood, on Under the Hood on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. So look at that depth chart now, Jeff. How does the linebacker core look now for the Bears?
Well, inside it'll be Trevathan, and it'll be Roquan Smith. And Leonard Floyd will be one of the outside backers. And then you can probably look at Aaron Lynch or Sam Acho on the other side. See, the problem this year as far as filling the other OLB position, Jonathan, not a great draft for the pass rushers. Not at all. And I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that the Bears had made a push to try to get up and get Bradley Chubb at number five from the Broncos, because he was the best pass rusher by far out of NC State. So I think that's what you're looking at right now. You know, Leonard Floyd, Trevathan, Roquan Smith, and then either Acho or Aaron Lynch, because Pernell McPhee is gone, Willie Young is gone. They've had some real attrition there at that spot. So I think that's how it looks. So on the outside, I think the Bears are still, you got some questions there. But inside, you know, if Trevathan can stay healthy, Jonathan paired with Roquan Smith, that's a pretty nice inside linebacker duo for Vic Fangio to play around with this year.
So what do you look at for day two for the draft? When you're in last place and you have languished under John Fox, you got holes to fill. You can't BS and try to outsmart the room. So what do you look at now for day two for the Bears?
Well, first thing, so they have one pick on day two right now. It's 39 overall in the second round. Mm-hmm. It would not surprise me if they tried to get back later in the second round to try to pick up a third round pick, which they do not have, because that is now property of San Francisco, Jonathan, because of the deal they swung with the Niners last year to move up one spot and take Mitchell Trubisky. So, first things first, I'm sure they would love to get themselves somehow back into round three. But as it stands, I look at wide receiver. There's supposed to be a lot of good wide receivers available, second round, third round, and most of these top wideouts, unless you're a top 10 guy, you're better waiting. Not a great wide receiver class, as we know, looking at the draft board that's transpired tonight in round number one. So I think wide receiver is an area. I think they could use some offensive line help. And then, you know, it might be a little bit of a best available situation. They could still use another cornerback. I think those are probably the three: corner, offensive line, and then definitely wide receiver are the spots that are going to really come into focus tomorrow.
I guess with an offensive coach, you would think that they would lean toward someone that's quality on the for offense, whether that if that's a tight end or a wide receiver. I wonder how much sway does Nagy have in the room for the draft?
Oh, you know, he way more than the other guy does. no doubt about it.
Really?
Nagy and Fangio, too, for that matter. Right. You know, Fangio walked in. We're sitting there in the media room. I'm eating my fajitas, which are very tasty, by the way. And he walks in and he goes, "You guys want an exclusive?" We're like, "What? Hey, Vic." Now, remember, Vic walked in last year on day two. And I'm like, "Hey, Vic, how's it going?" And he was like, "Hey." After they took Trubisky, you know, they could have taken Solomon Thomas maybe, and he was kind of like, "Hey." Didn't have a lot of enthusiasm. He's all chipper, and he walks in, and he goes, "Got a hole-in-one today in Kenosha." Holds up the ball to us. He's smiling. He's like, "It's my third hole-in-one, second in 10 months." He goes, "I'm hot. Could be defense tonight, everyone. Could be defense." And he's like, "What about, you know?" It's a comedy act. The reason I told that story is he's involved. Pace and Fangio, I was told, were on the same page as far as the draft. I don't know how the relationship was with the GM and the coordinators under the old regime, right? I think Fangio has a lot more juice, and that's a good thing. But Nagy was also very involved. He's looked at every one of these wide receivers. That's something Pace said this week at the pre-draft press conference. You know, because I think Pace is going to lean a little more on Nagy to tell him what he needs for his offense. Because remember, Jonathan, Pace hasn't been in this offense before. So I think the head coach has a lot of expertise that you want to draw upon because he's coached in this Andy Reid West Coast style of offense. So I think the head coach and I think the defensive coordinator have a lot more pull this year for this draft than in previous seasons.
I think that this is kind of a second chance for Pace, obviously with now his second head coach. I wonder how he looks at things now where does he feel more pressure because with Fox gone, new coach, new system in place, I wonder how he looks at his job now because, as I've been saying, man, you've got to hit on 80%. Whatever happens with the rest of this draft, you got to hit on 80% or more in this draft. You have to find difference makers to turn this roster over eventually. I just wonder, does Pace look at it that way?
He's got that new extension in his back pocket, too, so I think he probably feels pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's time to stop rebuilding. It's time to start making some strides. You know, look at what they've done. 5-11, 6-10, 5-11. That's not good, Jonathan. That's not getting any better. You're not getting any better. I think, you know, free agency was, you know, hopefully they made some good decisions with Allen Robinson and Trey Burton and Taylor Gabriel and, you know, re-signing Kyle Fuller. Thought they gave Amukamara a lot of money, but they did try to get Malcolm Butler before they gave him that deal. But, it is definitely time to, you know, I think this year there needs to be some real growth. And even though that it's a new offense and there could be some learning there, you know, you're supposed to have your quarterback in place. You drafted a tight end in the second round last year. You've got Tariq Cohen. You've got Jordan Howard. You know, you've spent a lot of money on that offensive line. You know, the defense comes back, and they were, you know, close to a top-10 defense last year, and some even think they're going to be better this season. Fangio's entering year number four. It's time now to be way more competitive than they've been in the last couple of years. So, yes, I do think there's a lot of pressure. I think another losing season, and people are going to wonder, you know, what the heck is going on. You could still have a 7-9 year. And people would be, you know, pretty aware if the arrow is pointing up.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose a lot of close games and show a lot of promise and still have people feeling good if you don't make the playoffs. But I think this team needs to be a lot better, and I'm pretty sure the GM understands that.
Jeff, lastly, and I appreciate your time, let's put on your Dickerson and Hood hat for a second because we want to give this audience a little bit of a preview of our shows over the weekend. I'll ask you about Baker Mayfield going to the Browns. So, you know, on the surface, you knew it was going to be a quarterback. You just didn't know which one it was going to be. So Mayfield is there. Of course, the question marks are there about his temperament. We know that the action's there. We know that his production is fine. But I know somewhere where Jim Ross is right now, he is he's probably got some liquor. He's got some brown liquor someplace. and he is tipping a few because he's happy about Baker Mayfield. My God, my OU, the Sooners. So I know he's happy about it. So what do you think of what the Browns did in the first round? Because I think they addressed needs. Now it's all about production and temperament, especially with the number one pick.
Got my Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, no question about it.
Drink tonight.
By God.
Hey, funny note, Pat McManaman, you know, who covers the Browns for us, he sent a big group text tonight apologizing that he was the first person in NFL Nation mock draft TV history to ever blow the first pick. So he's got that coming. Because he had to take Sam Darnold. But that was the consensus from a lot of people before the draft. Hey, I'm going to say this about John Dorsey. I think from a draft standpoint, he knows what he's doing. You know, he got himself in trouble. We've talked about this on our show in Kansas City because of his bedside manner, because he wasn't well-liked and by players sometimes. And remember, he cut Jeremy Maclin via voicemail. That doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But his drafts in Kansas City were very astute. So for him, you know, to go that route and take Baker Mayfield 1 and then Denzel Ward number 4, which again was a big surprise. I got to give him the benefit of the doubt. I like Baker Mayfield. I also like Johnny Manziel, though. You know me. Don't give me grief for that.
Yeah.
And I completely accept that. But look, they did what they had to do with the quarterback at 1. And I hope that, you know, Denzel Ward turns out to be more productive than Chubb. I thought Chubb on that defense would have been perfect, but Ward is a technician at corner. He's got great technique. I mean, great technique. So it'll be fun to see how those two picks play out, but I think if you're a Browns fan tonight, you can't be unhappy about that.
My friend, as always, we appreciate your time. And don't forget to catch Dickerson and Hood over the weekend on Saturday and Sundays, and we'll tweet out the times where you can find us. But as always, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
You bet, buddy.
All right, Jeff Dickerson with us here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Live from House Hall, his thoughts about the Bears as the Bears pick Roquan Smith in the first round of the NFL draft. Jonathan Hood with you. Hit me up on Snapchat. I see some of you guys on Snapchat with your thoughts already. A lot of you giving me thumbs up regarding Roquan Smith being drafted by the Bears. Hit me up on Snapchat, SnapJHood, or definitely on Twitter, twitter.com, TweetJHood. All right, Roquan Smith himself, the newest Bear and linebacker for the ball club, got a chance to speak to the media moments ago. Let's hear from Roquan Smith.
What should Bears fans expect to see from you when you're on the field?
I said a tremendous leader, first and foremost, but a guy with tremendous instincts, a lot of range as well, and just get to the ball.
Tell me, what do you know about the Bears' linebacker history, and what's it feel like now that you might fall in line there?
It's tremendous history. Way back with Dick Butkus, George, Mike Singletary, Lance Briggs, Brian Urlacher, all of those guys. So just falling in line with that rich tradition, it's surreal, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it. I have not met any of those guys. I met actually Urlacher once before.
What did you? How much time did you spend with Vic Fangio when you visited the Bears, and did you get to know anything about him or the defense?
Absolutely, I did. I spent a great amount of time with Coach, and I know a lot about the defense and what he done throughout his time out in San Fran on the West Coast, coaching up guys like LaVarro Bowman, Patrick Willis. So it was a lot. It was tons of guys. He coached a lot of talent.
Did you expect the Bears at 8?
I had no idea. You know, you never can put anything over past any team, but I was expecting to go anywhere and just, you know, to call Chicago home now is great, and I can't wait to get to work.
When you talked to the Bears, how did they make it sound like you would fit in, and did your meeting with them give you any hunch that this would happen?
Well, it was very different with each and every team. I feel like a lot of teams, you know, show the same level of interest, but with Chicago, it was very special up there. It definitely felt like home, and then having one of my guys, Leonard Floyd, then I kind of had a relationship with Kevin White as well, so it's great, and I'm just excited to get up there and get to work. I feel like I can be very important on the defense alongside Trevathan. I met Kevin White. We actually have the same agency, so I met him out in Arizona when I was training. Dan up in Chicago as well.
You're going to meet up with another dog up there in Chicago. What does that mean to you?
It's insane. It's crazy for Dog Nation. We'll have a lot more Dog fans up in Chicago. So I'm definitely excited about that. The team back up with Leonard Floyd. He's a tremendous athlete, tremendous teammate. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
How much interest did the Bears show in you before the draft?
Well, they showed a great amount of interest in me, but a lot of teams do. So it's kind of hard to, figure things out. It's like a guessing game. It's just like, it's crazy. It's very crazy. It's like trying to do the NCAA March Madness bracket or something like that, trying to guess where you're going. So I just try not to worry about it. And, I'm so excited, though, to be a Chicago Bear.
So Roquan Smith, now part of the Chicago Bears with the number 8 pick. As you're listening to ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app, Jonathan Hood with you for our NFL draft special. So the Bears have spent the offseason collecting pieces they believe is going to help Trubisky. So when Quentin Nelson went off the board, the guard from Notre Dame, it just became apparent that the Bears would address their defense. As I've been saying on this show, when we're on weeknights from 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, I've been saying in our draft previews that there's only two guys. To me, it was a two-guy draft and for the Bears from their standpoint. One of them was Quentin Nelson. The other one was going to be Roquan Smith, and Roquan Smith ends up being with the Bears. We're talking about a Butkus Award winner as college football's best linebacker this past season. 6'1", 236 pounds, as J.D. mentioned, talked about the size and being a little bit undersized, but it really, doesn't really matter. It's got the ability to get it done in pass coverage and as a drop-back linebacker. And you think about Leonard Floyd, as I said before, Leonard Floyd is a nice player, but I don't know whether or not he's going to be an all-pro or someone the Bears are going to have for the long haul. And I'm not sure if that's the case with Roquan Smith either, but I just think the upside is better for Roquan Smith as a draft pick now versus when Leonard Floyd was a draft pick for the Bears. And so you think about where the Bears are right now in the NFC North. After John Fox, after three seasons, he was replaced by Matt Nagy, who spent 10 years with Andy Reid. I just think that he needs the tools, the young tools, to be able to build, number one, around Trubisky, and he's already done that by having a Pro Bowl receiver in Allen Robinson. But from there, you want to be able to really stack the deck defensively and make sure that you have balance. As I've said many times, and you guys already know this, so I'm not saying anything that you don't know, especially as a Bears fan or an NFL fan. The teams with the best balance on both sides of the football increases their chances to win. And so when you have veterans and when you have young players via the draft, and you're striking hot on the draft, getting quality from the draft, that only increases your chance to get out of the basement of the NFC North. Very simple. This whole process is to try to get where the Vikings are right now, atop the NFC North, to compete with the Packers, to surpass the Lions. I mean, you've got to be able to take baby steps with this whole thing, right? You've got to be able to win your division. You've got to be able to win your rivalry games against the Packers. So in order to do that, you've got to be able to win your division. You've got to be the best in the conference, or at least in the mix in the conference every year, and compete for the Super Bowl. There's no reason why the Bears can't do that every year. The teams that never compete or never are around the Super Bowl are the teams that are not very good when it comes to the front office, office ineptitude. And so hopefully this is a step in the right direction with this draft, not just tonight, but this draft, where you can start seeing young players really make a difference for this Bears team. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Ryan Pace, his thoughts about the Bears and their pick of Roquan Smith. Also, we'll get a Sky report on Roquan Smith from Tony Schiavone, who is a Georgia radio producer and also longtime wrestling announcer with WCW, the National Wrestling Alliance. So we're going to get his thoughts about the Georgia football program with Roquan Smith that's still to come as you're listening to Under the Hood.
You're listening to Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
You're listening to Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. And the ESPN app.
Glad you're with me here on our NFL special on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Jonathan Hood with you. Reminding you that we have a show for you. We'll wrap up the draft on Saturday. I'll be on from 12 to 2 after Murph and Fred. 12 to 2 Central Time I'll be on right here on ESPN 1000. But tonight, We talk about Roquan Smith, the linebacker for the Bears. That's where he went to the Bears. I think that's a terrific pick for the Bears. We're talking about it right here on ESPN 1000. So Ryan Pace, the general manager of the Bears, got a chance to speak to the press moments ago. A number of things that he said everyone in the room that was making their picks, they were united on the pick of Roquan Smith.
You know, this is obviously one of Vic's top players, one of Matt's top players, my top player. I mean, the thing about this is, one thing I'll look, you know, and we've talked about this, we might have 12, 10, 12, 15 grades on a guy, and it's so comforting for me when I can look at that bandwidth of grades, and they're all right next to each other, and that's definitely how Roquan was, so it makes the pick really easy when we're all unified like that.
Also, Pace talked about Roquan, how he's shown great leadership at Georgia.
It's big, you know, especially at that position. You know, you're talking about a position that can kind of quarterback the defense. And Roquan not only is a great player, but he has outstanding intangibles. That's a huge strength of his, and it was a very attractive quality for us. We spent a lot of time with him. We obviously interviewed him at the Combine. We brought him into Chicago for a 30 visit. Matt, myself, Josh Lucas took him out to dinner. He's everything you're looking for as a player, but then also his makeup, and it's huge for us. So again, the first thing that comes to mind is his instincts, his play speed, and his physicality. I mean, he hits with impact. So those are things that jump out.
Thinks he's a very smart player as well.
He's a highly, highly intelligent player, and when we met with him and interviewed him, that shined through the whole way. I mean, I think, you know, we interview guys at the Combine, we interview guys when they're here, and every time it was A+, A+, every time we met with Roquan, and the information our scouts were gathering at the school, same thing, talked to players that he's played with, same thing, so this guy checks all the boxes.
He also gave his thoughts about the second round tomorrow.
We're really fired up about tomorrow. There's a lot of good players. And that we're going to go back upstairs right now and kind of line it up, you know, picking, you know, the seventh pick in this round. There's another opportunity to get better, and there's a lot of players available that excite us. So right now, Matt, Josh, Sadowski, Champ, they're sitting in my office waiting for me to come back up to kind of get this thing rolling and keep improving our team, because we definitely improved our team tonight.
So those are some of the thoughts from Ryan Pace, the general manager for the Chicago Bears. He sounds very happy with the Roquan Smith deal. So am I. All of our guests are on the Studio Hot Rods Hotline. John the Hood with you on Under the Hood here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app as we have our special NFL draft coverage. We go to the executive producer of Georgia Football on the Georgia Football Radio Network, also the voice of MLW Fusion that takes place every Friday night on BN. It's channel 400 on my Comcast cable. It is the great Tony Schiavone, and he's with us here on ESPN 1000. Tony, Jonathan Hood, thanks so much for your time.
Jonathan, good to talk to you, man. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Obviously, as a Georgia fan, I'm smiling ear to ear. Yet another season, another draft where a Georgia player is taken because Georgia is my favorite football team. So now it's Roquan Smith. You're there home and road for every Georgia game, watching in the booth. What are your thoughts on Roquan Smith when he was with Georgia?
Well, Jonathan, when Roquan first was recruited, you know, I don't know if you guys remember the story, but he had agreed to go play for UCLA. And so on National Signing Day, there was, right at the end, I don't know who talked to him, his parents, his grandmother, or whatever, and he flipped, didn't sign with UCLA that day, and ended up signing with Georgia, Mark Richt's Georgia team. And we all thought, you know, wow, he flipped. This kid is, maybe he doesn't have a good attitude. You just never know what you're going to get. And we found out very quickly, not only did he have a great attitude, but he was a great leader. And then there was more to that side of the story, in that he was just a tremendous athlete. I don't know what you guys, how much stock you put in the combine numbers, but, you know, his 40 was 4.51. And to me, the faster your linebacker can be, the better he can plug up the holes. And he's just all around, and I've seen every Georgia game live since 2002. He's the best defensive player that we've ever had. Just go back and watch, if you can, the Rose Bowl when they beat Oklahoma. He had 11 tackles in that game. And just watch how he plugged up the lines and how he dominated the game. You know, Oklahoma was kicking Georgia's rear end through most of that ball game, but he turned it on in the second half, and I thought he single-handedly just dominated the ball game in the second half.
Now, sometimes, Tony, you have talent that comes in, and you know that this guy is going to be an ass kicker. But then you have Mel Tucker as a defensive coordinator putting his thoughts about what he wants defensively for the Bulldogs. How much is it Smith? How much was Mel Tucker trying to mold and shape him?
Well, I think it was Mel Tucker trying to mold and shape him. Mel Tucker. Look, two things go on with Georgia. You know, Mel Tucker, obviously, he has a great reputation, but Kirby Smart does also. And I just really think that being able to work with Mel Tucker and being able to work with Kirby helped him a great deal. I think he really blossomed in his last 2 years there. I don't think there was any question he did. It's funny, Jonathan. I've got my middle son, Chris. And everybody will be glad to hear this. My middle son, Chris, is a diehard Green Bay Packers fan, all right? And he's also a diehard Georgia Bulldog fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of following the draft online here and not really watching it. And he sends me a text and he said, "I can't believe Roquan's going to be a member of the Chicago Bears." And I just thought it was hilarious knowing how much he loves the Packers and how much he loves the Bulldogs. I said, "So are you going to cheer against him now?" He said, "I don't know." So I thought that was hilarious. So, but I've been scouring online here. The AJC says that Roquan Smith has become the fifth. If I got this right, has become now the fifth Georgia defensive player selected in the first 10 picks of the NFL draft since 1967.
Oh wow!
So. There have been some very good players selected in the first round. David Pollack comes to mind. Of course, he didn't last long because of his neck injury. And there have been some others. But I really think he's the best I've ever seen. And, again, my little sample there is not as, as big as someone who's been watching it for, since back in the 70s. But he's the modern man defensive lineman. I don't think there's any question.
Tony Schiavone, you can find him on the BN channel for MLW Fusion on Friday nights, also the executive producer of Georgia Football on the Georgia Radio Network, and he joins me, Jonathan Hood, on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. So I'm happy for Roquan Smith and Leonard Floyd, too. People are asking me when Floyd was drafted, how much of a difference maker he could be for the Bears. And I think that my thoughts, Tony, were a little bit tepid because I thought that Floyd is a physical player, but I never thought that he was the reason time in and time out for plays to be made defensively. I always thought he was in on the tackle. I always thought that he was a game changer, but not one that is just a transcendent player. So how much could Floyd now be able to improve? Now would Roquan Smith be on the team as well?
Well, I don't think there's any question he'll improve a great deal. I always thought, kind of like you, I thought Floyd was kind of a product of a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
And always got better when the defenses got better. To me, Roquan Smith was the reason defenses were good. And I think that's gonna play out with the Bears now. At least I would hope it would. And, of course, as you know with the NFL, you just never know with injuries what can happen for crying out loud. But it seems like you got the best of that. I think you got the best linebacker in the draft, maybe the best linebacker in the last couple of drafts that's out there. And, again, going back to Leonard Floyd, we always thought Leonard Floyd was a good player, a very good player, and could play in the NFL. We all think now that Roquan was a great player. And again, I encourage, if you get a chance to go back and look at some of the footage from the what he did in the second half of the Rose Bowl, you'll see what we're talking about.
Tony, I tweeted at you the debut night of Fusion on the BN Network, and I said, it's great to see you back on the air. The passion is still there, Tony. I mean, after all these years away, here you are here, really calling the matches with young talent and some veterans there, too. So your work is not in vain. You're having a good time, and we as fans are enjoying watching you.
Thanks, Jonathan. I'm really enjoying what I'm doing now. And, there at the end of WCW, it wasn't always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, sometimes it was a chore. Now it's a lot of fun. So I hope it comes across that way, and I appreciate you saying that.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, I'm glad you spent some time for a few minutes. We're just excited about the NFL draft here in Chicago and that Roquan Smith will be in a Bears uniform, hopefully with the alongside some of the great linebackers in Bears history. Hopefully Roquan will be able to fit the bill there.
Well, he's a good one. I don't know if he'll be a Butkus or an Urlacher, but he's a good one.
As always, Tony, I appreciate your time in Chicago. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
All right, Jonathan, take care. Always good talking to you.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000.
All right, we thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Our thanks to you for listening. Thanks to Tony Schiavone and Jeff Dickerson for being with us as guests. Show produced by Eric and Felix on the other side of the glass. All right, I'm back with you Saturday from 12 to 2 right here on ESPN 1000. After Murph and Fred, we'll look further into the draft and see what else the Bears have done in the National Football League draft. All right, so talk to you Saturday, 12 to 2, right here as their NFL draft coverage continues. Sports Center All Night Scan is next right here on ESPN 1000. Thanks for listening to Under the Hood.
Hey, yo, J-Hood, talk that barbershop talk, dude.